Good evening, everybody. This is John Adolfi. Welcome to our teleclass tonight, and we're very, very excited about this evening's presentation because, quite honestly, the topic of, you know, of staging your home is something that I have avoided, not purposefully, but just avoided having even an opinion on it for a couple of decades. And the more it's become popular on some of these television shows, the more I've, you know, what little I've heard, you know, more I just kind of went, okay, yeah, it may work, may not, I don't know. You know, the first thing that rang in my head was, it's going to cost a lot of money, and who wants to bear that expense, and is it really, really work as well as, you know, but isn't a vacant house, if you're going to have anything, if you're going to have it vacant, isn't that the most ideal? Those are all the things that went through my head, and I'm sure some of those things are rummaging around in yours as well, too. But those of you who are on this call or listening to this recording may be just interested in enhancing your own home, which is a very, very cool thing, too, when it comes to staging, especially somebody who knows what they're talking about in regards to staging. And that is not me, at least not really. I'm just a little little pup right now, just learning how it all works. And tonight we have someone who is a professional, and that's Terry Farragan. Good evening, Terry. How are you?
Good evening, John. I'm happy that you included me in this and happy to share what I know about staging.
Excellent. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share just a few insights on what I've learned over the last just couple of months from Terry, and then I'm going to let Terry just either take it away or color commentate what I have to share. And tonight's presentation is called Home Staging, Marketing's Secret Weapon. So for those of you who are interested in, you know, looking into or learning the principles of home staging or even hiring a home stager such as Terry, then, you know, this is where you want to get in and learn about this tonight just to get a taste for it. Because I know that most of you, if you have seen the television programs on this, those reality shows, have had a taste of what staging can do. And if you haven't, then you probably heard something about it. Let's go ahead and dig in. Number one, when contemplating staging a home, Terry, I've got four reasons why, and perhaps you can either add to this list or even add to the information on just these little titles here of why
sure.
You would want to hire a stager. One of the reasons I've got down here is getting ready to sell a home. And the second is when your home is not selling. And the third is just before you begin renovation, no matter if you're looking to sell or if you're looking to live in it yourself. Great time to take on or hire a home stager. And the fourth reason is to enhance your living surroundings and conditions if, you know, like you're not beginning a renovation, but you already have things, you know, either more or less, and you want to enhance what you already have. How are we doing
right.
So far on those reasons?
Those are all beautiful reasons. Did you want me to expand upon any of them or take them
absolutely.
One by one? Or
yeah,
okay.
No, you can go ahead and, yeah, absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay. So the first one I think is the most important. I believe that anybody, I don't care how fabulous you think the house is as a realtor when you walk in, you know, there are different degrees to which things need to be done. Very, very I think it's the minority of houses where you walk in and think, wow, a stager's already been here. The homeowner knows exactly what needs to be done and has done it. So I come over, I do a one-hour consultation, and in some homes, people really do know what they're doing. They've watched these shows. They have a sense of what needs to be done. But I have not been in a house yet where a little bit of tweaking did not help immensely. Most often people don't realize that you almost want to go for a bare, I like to use the word sparse kind of look. I have people take almost every picture off the wall. I have them take area rugs out. And the first thing I say to them is you are not going to like your house because it's going to feel very bare and cold to what you're used to. But the goal is to have the buyer come in and be attracted to what's there, to be attracted to the space, to feel warm in the space, to feel inviting, but to also imagine their own belongings in the space. And the only way they can do that is to have that space look sparse. And that's the key. That's the key to the whole thing, is simple arranging. Sometimes we'll arrange furniture in a different way, perhaps pull a couch away from a wall, put a table in a different spot on angles, turn lights on, put lights on, you know, just arranging what the folks have. Other times we may need to bring in a few accessories, some updated pillows and lamps and things like that. And so that's the most important thing. I think that every realtor should have somebody come over. And my situation, I charge a $100 consulting fee. I don't think there's anybody that doesn't think that that was valuable. Now, for the person who needs a little more work, I can also advise paint colors. Sometimes we ask people to take some landscaping down, take some furniture out. But it can be as simple as rearranging what they have or giving them some homework to do, and they don't have to spend anything beyond the $100. And then, you know, we can take it further where I come over and bring some furniture in, bring some accessories in, and that price usually ranges from between $500 up to $1,500 if I have to rent several pieces of furniture, and that's how that works.
And that's for the first, and that's for 60 days of usage.
Yes, that's 60 days, and usually the homes sell within 60 days. I rarely have one that doesn't, and so I leave my complete inventory there until the appraisal occurs, and when the appraisal occurs, I come and remove everything. Yep,
and so if somebody is who owns their own home, has it already kind of fixed up, and is looking for some tips, that $100 assessment fee buys them you coming in, looking everything over, and then giving them a list of things, including paint colors, perhaps where to buy the new lighting, perhaps that you're recommending, where to get it.
If the house really doesn't need paint or anything, sometimes I spend the hour just helping people rearrange their throw pillows, their lamps, their bookshelves. We just move things around to just make it look its maximum best. For the photos, as you well know, photos are everything, especially with these young millennial buyers. If they don't like the photos, they won't come and look at the house. And they're used to it looking like photos on HGTV. And the placement of furniture and accessories and angles and lights can make a huge difference in the photos.
Yeah. So true. And let's touch on when your home is not selling. Now, there are some problemed properties out there, and there's various reasons why some property may be a problem. It could be the location. Like we had one of our first experiences, you and I together, was with a client that had an apartment complex right there in their backyard. And I'm not kidding you. Right there in their backyard.
Right. And right out the
give everyone an example of what you did to overcome that potential objection from a buyer.
Well, the first thing I said was you have to put some 2-inch wood blinds on the window. We weren't trying to hide or deceive anybody. We put beautiful 2-inch wood blinds, which look very crisp because the owner had done a fabulous job with color and with his upgrades. But I said, you know, you didn't want somebody to come in, look out the window, and right away decide that they weren't even going to consider it. I wanted them to have an opportunity to fall in love with what was in there. And then we had the blinds. We didn't have the blinds closed because I wasn't out to deceive anybody. I just didn't want that to be the first thing they saw. We had the blinds about 3/4 open so that you could see, but you weren't drawn to it right away. We did some simple staging, and it really turned out beautifully to the point where it looked so cute. And the price was right, that the people were willing to overlook the fact that they had an apartment complex in the backyard. And I believe if we had not installed those blinds and did the simple staging and had the lights on and the music going and the scent going, I do not believe that that house would have sold as quickly and for as much money as it did.
It sure did. And, you know, they did such a good job. And we were asking on the upper end. And, you know, sometimes you want to test that at those upper-end prices. And quite honestly, I have less of a problem myself doing that in all good conscience with really a good attitude, meaning that I'm excited about it, you know, and not having to fake it when you're overpricing, potentially overpricing a home, when, and this is only recently I've discovered this, when you have it properly staged. Because it is, and I mean this sincerely, it is your secret weapon to overcoming these obstacles if you have them, and or if price point is being stretched a bit. It adds value to the home so that people are going to see something they're not seeing elsewhere, and that's where you're able to, you know, overcome price point objection to a limit, to a point, through staging. I don't want to make it sound like staging is the straw of everything, but it is a big part of this process.
It definitely helps, especially for people who have spent so much money rehabbing the house, doing so many updates. Staging is definitely the frosting on the cake. It gets you a fabulous return on your investment. For what you're spending, the return on your investment is definitely worth it. And I just did a house last week. It was a little ranch, cute little, it's like a little dollhouse in Baldwinsville. I think it was $109,000. So I went and I staged it. I did a very simple stage. We moved some things around. I brought in some accessories. The photos just looked fantastic. And people in that price range are not thinking that they're going to come in and look at a house that looks, that well put together with some updated rugs, some fun lamps, some current pillows. They're just not expecting it in that price range. So when they come in, they're wowed. And the next day, I had a full price offer.
So yep.
We were pretty happy about that one, too.
My first experience with Terry, we have an investor of mine, Calvin, who actually lives next door to Terry. And Calvin had Terry come over and do the staging on a $89,900 home in the village of Baldwinsville. And, you know, that's a really great price point. But when I looked at the house before Terry got at it, I was not very enthusiastic about it. And there was a couple of things, the reason why. The rehab went okay, but it didn't go as far as perhaps it needed to. And I'll explain in just a second what I mean by that. And also, to go upstairs, now, listen, to go upstairs, I had to, it felt like ducking down because of the header. 2 feet, it may have been not that many, but it felt like 2 feet I had to duck to go upstairs. That's what it felt like. It may have been only a foot. But still, though, I had to duck a foot to go upstairs. Imagine having to do that every single day when you get up in the morning and as you're going to bed, if that's the only time you go upstairs. And I'm thinking to myself, no way. And the place doesn't even look that great. And we're going to ask, you know, $90,000. Oh, man, I don't know about this. So I come over to take the photos and the video. I didn't know that Terry was going to be staging it. And I walk over to the property, and I noticed there was something different already before I walked onto the enclosed porch. When I opened up the enclosed porch, it was as if I was walking from black and white into Technicolor in The Wizard of Oz. What had happened is that Terry had said to Calvin, take out that raggedy old rug. Let's paint the porch floor, a battleship gray, nice gray, and you put some chairs and some table and stage the porch, put a lamp on a timer, and I walked in, and you put some carpet squares down, too, if I remember. And I walked into this magical wonderland. Now, not to be undone, I opened up the door, and they had staged the inside. And it was like I was walking into a different home, literally. So I am, like, all enthusiastic, taking photos, shooting the video. And I know this is going to sound silly, but it seemed like I only had to duck 6 inches at that point to go up and downstairs. That's how good it looked. And it took a little longer than Terry thought, because Terry's very confident in what she does, and she knows how it affects it. But I was still pleased with the results, and we got within, I don't know, what was it, a week or so? I think we got it under contract. And
you had 15 showings, yes.
Yeah, it had quite a few showings, but we got under contract at a very, very fair price. And this would have been something, had she not come over there and done it, it would have lingered for a while longer, and it wouldn't have been the same outcome financially, I can assure you that.
Right, and I always say, John and I are always having these conversations, if you want people to overlook a few things that might be issues, like that header over the staircase or maybe a house next door that doesn't look that great, you have to wow them, especially at those lower price point houses, you have to wow them with the potential of how the inside could look. You just want them to walk in and feel warm and cozy in their space.
And that's what we try to do. It doesn't take much. Doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't. And I want to bring up number three, just before you begin renovation. Now, a lot of people want to do the renovation themselves, even when they know about, and this is it, even when they know about the, you know, the home staging or whatever, maybe they're new to it. They haven't really, you know, really been convinced yet. But then they bring you in, let's say they, you know, it's been on the market, or just before they get on the market, they go ahead and, let's go ahead and try it. But the ideal is to bring you in before the hammer hits the first nail in the house. Am I correct on that?
Yes, because there are things that people think they have to do that they may not have to do, and things that they're not realizing that they should do. And sometimes money is spent that doesn't need to be spent. You can save money. You can expedite the process. I'll give you an example. I did a house in Radisson that had been sitting on the market for 6 months, just no looks. And it should have sold with the square footage, with the location, with the price point in Radisson. It should have sold. So the gentleman wanted to lower his price, and I went over and I said, do not lower your price. Rather than lowering your price $10,000, let's spend between $4,000 and $5,000 and do a couple of things. We painted. We put some new carpet in. We did a little bit on the landscaping outside. We cleaned things out. And then I did a staging job. And the house sold right away. Because even if he had dropped his price, it doesn't – and I tell owners this, and owners that are in my age, in my 50s, don't understand it because, you know, my husband and I used to buy houses that looked like they were going to be condemned, and we're not overwhelmed by it. But today's buyers, the millennial buyers, really don't want to do much. You know, they'll come in and see a paint color or a light fixture they don't like and won't want to buy the house. They would actually, and a lot of times people will say to me, oh, well, I don't have to do this. I'll just give a credit. And I'll tell them, a young buyer, it doesn't make any sense, but I'm telling you the reality, would rather have you spend $1,000 to put new carpet in the family room and give them a $3,000 credit. They don't want to have to do it. They want everything done.
Yep.
And that's what you have to remember.
I remember my dad. We put a modular on Caudnoy Road, and we tried to sell it with the idea that you get to pick the carpet's color. And we thought that was kind of cool because, I mean, who wouldn't want to pick their own carpet color when they get the home? But the problem is you got bare wood floors while you're showing the property. And it was a bear because of the layout. It was just kind of quirky because originally it was a two-family. But I won't get into that. My point is that it doesn't work like that. And people still think that that works. Well, I'll give them a credit.
No, it doesn't.
So let them pick out the carpet. No, pick out the carpet yourself, but pick out something that's going to appeal to a larger audience.
Right. It's very neutral.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yes, and people want to see, you know, and the carpet that I usually advise people to install, I have a great carpet guy. It's not a high-end carpet. Nobody's going to say, what's the brand of this carpet? They just want to see that it's new and it's fresh and it's neutral. And I always love what paint and carpet do to a house because they both make the house smell new, and I love that.
Oh yeah, and we haven't touched on that, and we're only going to be doing another. We're going to be doing a half an hour here tonight, so we can extend this conversation one on one after this is over with. But smells, talk to me about smells and the importance of smells in a house, and what you try to do to overcome those smells. Now, you already talked about paint and carpet. That's one way.
Right, right. So paint and carpet, I always like to make the house look new. As a matter of fact, when I do, huge staging jobs, I did a huge staging job on a house in Radisson that ended up selling in the 400s, and, wow, the people probably spent $60,000. They hadn't done any updating, and they really wanted to get top dollar, and they did. It sold the first day. So I had said to them, we, in this price range, you're competing with brand new construction. So you want the house to look, feel, and smell like a brand new house. And that's what the carpet and the paint do. They just have that, you know, new house smell, just like a new car smell. So,
yeah.
It's very important. Just like John, you know how important I think it is to go in and when I stage a house, and you list it for the first week, I go over for every single showing and I turn the lights on. I have soft jazz playing and I have scent going, usually lavender. That makes such a difference. I think, I don't think any house should ever be shown without every single light on in the house. It just enhances it so much. People walk in, I have the ceiling fans on slow speed, some soft jazz. Again, it's just that whole, they walk in and they feel good about the space. They feel, wow, I'm drawn to this. I would be happy living here. They feel good there, and that's what you want. You have to have people come in and feel good about the space. From the moment they open the front door, they decide if they want to go any further or not based on what they see, they hear, and they smell.
Yep. And I'll tell you something. When we get done here, there's going to be a couple of I'm going to make this offer right now. When you email me, whoever's listening to this, whether it's somebody I've spoke with in the past or one of my top clients, anyone who's listening to this, if you will email me, I will email you the link to the video on our YouTube channel where it shows the before and after Terry staging a house in the Village of Phoenix, so you can get an idea of what it looks like before and after the staging that takes place. So you can get a sense of how that affects. And we're talking about a house that was, bar none, one of the best remodels that I have ever experienced. And then she took that to a whole new level. So you get a chance to see a before and after. Just email me and just say video, and I will do that. Now, how to get a hold of me in case no one, you know, this is your first time listening. It's John, J-O-H-N, at Adolphi, and that's A-D-O-L, F as in Frank I, John, at Adolphi.com. Also, too, I'll go ahead and share one more thing. You're also going to want to ask for my report titled The 7 Proven Profitable Reasons to List Your Home with Adolphi Real Estate. And tonight, we are dealing with reason number 3, professional staging, but I have 6 other profitable, if you want to say, proven reasons or things that we do that allow us to, you know, enhance that process of selling your home. And I know this sounds so cliche, but it's true, at top dollar. So you're going to definitely want to grab a hold of my free report, The 7 Proven Profitable Reasons. And all you got to do is write in the email, report and video, and I'll send both of them to you. Now, Terry, let's give them one more bonus thing, one more bonus tip before we end the conversation, and then I'm going to share with you folks how you can get a hold of Terry, okay?
And, John, I just want to mention, because people are going to wonder price point when they look at that before and after video, I want to let people know that that particular staging job in that video cost $975, and that included the rental of the furniture, just so they have a price point.
That's good. That's great. Awesome. How about lighting? Let's talk about one tip about lighting.
One tip about lighting. Oh, it's my favorite thing in the house. I bring lots of lamps. I say I want every single light on. I think it's the most important part of design is the lighting. In any space, I don't care if it's a restaurant. I always say that's why everybody loves shopping at Wegmans, because it's the only grocery store that doesn't have fluorescent lighting. You just feel good when you're in there.
Wow.
So I bring lots of lamps and things like that. And, you know, it's a simple formula, but when it all comes together, it's really fun. I arrive there with all my totes and things, and I have that moment where I say, oh, is this going to come together? And then it always does, and I'm so thrilled.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, folks, when she told me that she goes there and spends several hours there, I was kind of like, yeah, but like, what could she possibly do there for 7 hours? And I mean it. She really is there for that amount of time. And I stopped over at the video that you're going to, that you may see here on Sander Drive in Phoenix, the before and after video. I went over there while they were in midstream, and man alive, you would not believe it. It was like Santa's workshop, you know, little helpers running around doing all sorts of things. And, I mean, it was like I was just so amazed, and I don't even know the half of it. But, yes, she was over there at both places staging for all day long. And I kidded with her, and I said, hey, Terry, I thought, you know, you just come over here and throw a couple of welcome mats down and, open, you know, turn on a light and that's it, right? No. That was a poor
thing. Right.
It's way more than that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Can I just throw my two cents in when it comes to lighting, Terry?
Of course.
I'll tell you what. You know, if you don't ever, if you are ready to put your house on the market, whether it be through myself or you want to put a, do a for sale by owner, do yourself one favor and the favor for those who are going to be serving, and that is the clientele, the buyer out there, because they are the customer, and your job is customer service, and part of customer service is presentation. And if you did nothing more than to go through your house and count every single light bulb that you have in there, assess whether it is an incandescent or one of these curly Q fluorescent, and you pull every single one of them out, go down to Home Depot or Lowe's, buy yourself 75 and 100 watt equivalent LED 2700K. That's the color. That's the color temperature. 2700K.
Soft.
Do nothing more than to go home and replace every single bulb. You will do yourself a huge favor and your client, that is, i.e., the buyer as well.
All right.
It's cheap.
Yes,
to do
it's
that.
Just that. It throws a soft, warm glow, cozy, warm, especially now in the winter months. If you figure, you know, during the summertime, a buyer may never see a house at dark. Chances are they won't see a house at dark. But at this time of year, chances are the buyer is definitely going to see the house at dark, and you want it to look its best with lighting.
That's right. That's right. Lighting is just so – and then let me just say this. Do not – I repeat, do not underestimate the lighting in your basement. Do not. Every single room, including and especially the basement, needs to like look like a Hollywood movie set when you turn on that switch. Poof! The light just streams through it, and it makes people feel like it's inviting. They can see there. They don't see there. There's no nooks and crannies where there's anything hiding in there, that there's nothing you're trying to hide.
Right.
All there, and it's just incredible.
Right.
Anyway. Any final thoughts there, Terry? I mean, this has been a fascinating and power-packed half hour of you know, how to go about
well,
it. It's just incredible.
I just want to tell people to watch the before and after video. I mean, that house looks great before I did the staging, no doubt about it. But the investor had done all that work, and like I said, it was the frosting on the cake. It was the thing that was needed. To have people feel like that could be home, show them where the furniture could be placed, show them the potential of the room, and just show them what their dream house could be.
Absolutely. Now, you know, instead of, in lieu of giving out Terry's contact information, I thought best if we go ahead and contact me first. So here's what I'm going to do. Either email me, text me, or call me, and let me know, you know, what you'd like to use Terry for. I'm not here to manage anything. I just want to make sure that we have a conversation. If it is something that you're going to want to list your house, then we'll have that discussion. And when you have that discussion with Terry, it'll be a different discussion than you already own your own home and you wanted to come on over and do something for you. Either way, you have absolute equal access and full access to Terry. Just give our office a call, 315-695-6434. I'll give you that number one more time, 315-695-6434. And just remember, there's two things that I want to offer you here tonight. Number one, email me, or you can even text me your email if you we've not talked before. 315, again, you can do it at 695-6434 and text us with the word video. And I will send you over the video link to the before and after that we just got done speaking about on Sandra Drive in the Village of Phoenix of Terry's work. And, again, she said that that right there was a $975 job, just to give you some sense of cost. And also, just remember, we also have the report, the special report, 7 Proven Profitable Reasons to List with Adolphy, List Your Home with Adolphy. And this tonight was reason number 3, professional staging, and I have 6 other reasons, or should I say strategies, to get your home sold that are as equally enticing, intriguing, and practical. So, Terry, I want to thank you so much for coming on the call tonight. It's been a real pleasure talking with you again.
You're so welcome. I look forward to meeting with anybody that you work with. That would be my pleasure.
Absolutely. And thank you all for attending tonight. And, again, have any questions, give us a call. And thanks again for being on tonight. And this call has been recorded, and we will make this available to those who are interested in receiving it starting tomorrow.